This podcast sponsored by Cherry Hill Volvo.
At Cherry Hill Volvo, we have absolutely incredible offers, and a plethora of both new and certified Volvos from which to choose. Join Cherry Hill Volvo for the pricing and attention you deserve. I am Judith Krupnik, president of Cherry Hill Volvo.
Rich Cioli Show Podcast.
Okay, Robbie Sove joins me right now. He's the editor of Reason and Reason.com. He's one of the Forbes 30 Under 30 list and the author of a brand new book, Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump. It's available now. Robbie, it seems like everywhere you go, college campuses, safe spaces, silencing of views. If I hear words I don't like, it's a trigger. And of course, the complete and utter disregard for any due process on campus whatsoever. Millennial activism. Let's talk about it.
There are radical activists on student campuses, particularly at elite colleges, places like Harvard, Yale, and so on, who they don't want anyone to be able to express an opinion that they disagree with. And not because actually they're trying to censor the opinion, but because if you say it, you make them feel emotionally unwell or uncomfortable. And they think that is a form of violence almost against you. These are the students I interviewed for the book. They told me that it's a matter of safety, shutting down independent or conservative views, because if you're allowed to express them, then the marginalized people on campus are going to be unwell. That emotional well-being is the same thing as physical safety. And that's a pretty new kind of radical view that has just absolutely taken hold among young people, and particularly among progressive political activists.
So, in other words, words can, in fact, hurt me, like physically
right.
Hurt me. No more just sticks and stones, but words now can break my bones.
Yeah, exactly. And when surveyed, when asked, a lot of young people, particularly those in college right now, you know, they say that, well, hate speech is different than free speech. I mean, many of them think hate speech is illegal or should be illegal. I mean, some of them think it's already illegal, which is totally, totally, completely wrong. The Supreme Court has been very clear that there is no separate category of speech known as hate speech. They've never recognized the existence of such a thing, because what's hateful to one person, you know, might be true to another. And we need, you know, this is a free society, an enlightened society, where we talk about ideas and the best idea kind of wins. But no, they have this again fairly radical notion that that's wrong, and that's the equivalent of violence. I mean, I'll give you an example. Right now, just a couple of weeks ago at Harvard, one of their law professors, Ron Sullivan, he's a progressive person, he's to the left, criminal justice expert, who has represented lots of controversial clients as part of his work. Now he's representing, or he was briefly representing, Harvey Weinstein. And so the students, even though he's represented accused murderers and terrorists before, it never mattered. Now the students, 50 of them, said he had made them feel unsafe. He had made the campus unsafe for women by having this client who's been accused of who's a Me Too person. And the Harvard investigated Ron Sullivan, and they fired him as faculty dean at the demand of the students.
Because he represented people.
Right, because he represented Harvey Weinstein, who's accused of sexual misconduct.
But what about the idea of people need attorneys? Because we're all innocent until proven guilty, and that's also an important fundamental justice point.
Exactly. I mean, it's a hugely fundamental justice point that goes all the way back to the American founding, when John Adams agreed to be the attorney for the British soldiers accused of right. of murder in the Boston Massacre. This is free speech and due process are time honored liberal progressive ideas that the new generation of activists have totally turned their back on. Now these things are not good if it means we're giving rights to people they hate.
The book is Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump. The author, Robbie Sove, joins me now on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD. The book is available everywhere. When you ask these guys, Robbie, and you ask them questions like hate speech, do you ever ask the question, who gets to decide the hate speech? Do they ever give you answers for that?
Yes. I mean, they say, we do. We should be in charge. They want, particularly if we're talking about on campus, you know, they want the administrators to listen to them. They want there to be more of them. They think their role is to humor this squeakiest wheel, this most offended student. I don't think they have any good idea or understanding in the broader society. It's not that they're like, yes, we want the government to tell us exactly who should be allowed to say what. I think they perceive that would be bad and that would end up not working out for them. But they still think they have a right to form a mob and scream at people until they stop talking if they don't like them, or indeed exercise, in some limited cases, violence against people who are very right-wing, whose ideas, again, they find wounding and scary. I've tried to say exactly that to them. Well, you're saying we can't have free speech because people are unequal and there's privilege and we have to level all these inequalities first, but how would we, what authority could decide who is more situationally less privileged than someone else and decide whose speech should be heard and who should be squelched. But this is not a very well thought through ideology because it's primarily about harm reduction and safetyism.
Now that we're in the age of Trump, and this is why the title is great, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump, you talk about how college campuses have actually erupted in violent protests. So what happens there? What are they looking for? And how does it bubble over in that sense?
Sure. It's rare, thankfully, but it's happened a couple times. I mean, there was violence at Berkeley, smashing of windows, burning of trees. Berkeley, by the way, a place where the progressive free speech movement began in the 1960s. That was when liberal and far left students demanded the right to bring anyone they wanted to campus and to engage in any political speech they wanted, in defiance of the campus rules that prohibited them from doing so. This was inspirational protest. I agree with it. And they actually, in the 1960s, the leftist students, they brought a literal and actual Nazi to campus, to make a free speech point. And nobody heckled him or shut him down. They just they laughed at him after he was done speaking. This was the far left students who did this. Today, they set the campus on fire to stop, Milo Yiannopoulos from speaking, who's a far right kind of troll figure, but is not a literal Nazi. If you brought a literal Nazi now, can you imagine? I mean, they would close the campus. It would be treated like it was like 9/11 or something, because they now have this new view about how words impact their safety.
Berkeley, of course, the birthplace of the free speech movement. And a couple of years ago, I actually went out there when Milo was banned and Ann Coulter was banned from speaking. And I remember, of course, they're using the heckler's veto of, well, we can't guarantee their safety, therefore we can't let them speak. Robbie Sov, how often do you hear that excuse?
Yeah, I mean, well, that's kind of where the universities come down. They're honestly in a tough spot, right? Because if we're talking about Berkeley, we're talking about a public university. So they are truly legally obligated to let these people speak. And they usually know that. But then, they have to pay hundreds of thousands of dollars to provide security because it is a mob of people, especially at Berkeley. And not all of them students, by the way. Many of them just like local kind of activists associated with the town or the city. And the university has to protect these people's safety, but they don't know what to do. I think some of the administrators are ideologically in alignment with the radical students and agree with what they're doing. I think another chunk of them don't necessarily agree with the students, but they also think trying to stop them or telling them no maybe would looks bad, or they're more concerned about doing that for some reason. And then I think the last chunk really would like to have free speech and is very annoyed by what this kind of tiny cabal is doing, but is not sure how to handle it because it's not clear how it should be handled in all cases.
Robbie Sov, the author of Panic Attack, Young Radicals in the Age of Trump, available now where books are sold. Robbie, thanks so much.
My pleasure. Thank you.
Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.